Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Bowman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata strikes out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Post, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws to second. Taylor drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Taylor. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowman moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bowman moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls bunts towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws to first. Anderson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Anderson. Dark goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Young pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemus moves to second. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopata hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. He must settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Lopata and he is safe. Banks steals second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Simmons pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hemus is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.